Governor Sean Parnell declared an economic disaster for residents on St. Lawrence Island Thursday. An unusually low walrus harvest is currently impacting the more than 1,300 residents that make the island home. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
Walrus hunting occurs in the springtime on St. Lawrence Island. Residents in Gamble and Savunga typically harvest 1,000 walruses during the animal's annual migration from the Bering to the Chukchi Sea. This spring, because of unusual southwest winds and poor weather conditions, a long, solid strip of ice kept hunters from reaching the animal's migration route and their usual hunting waters. 340 walruses were harvested, just 36% of the average annual harvest, and the lowest harvest on record. Glenn Haight works in the Division of Economic Development within the Department of Commerce. His office recommended that the governor issue an economic disaster declaration after looking at the economics of the walrus harvest on St. Lawrence Island. Haight says the department realizes the subsistence lifestyle goes way beyond any monetary value, but for their report, they did strictly look at the monetary value of an average walrus harvest.
What's, I think, more outstanding about this particular issue is we're talking about walrus, which is a significant portion of the economy and the diet subsistence harvest of folks on St. Lawrence Island.
80 to 90% of our diet comes from marine mammals.
Vera Metcalf in Nome is the director of the Eskimo Walrus Commission. She herself grew up in Savunga and has been working with the communities of Gamble and Savunga since April. More recently, she's provided data on harvest to Glenn Haight's office at the Department of Commerce. And according to the Department of Commerce's report to the governor, the subsistence lifestyle is worth roughly $17,000 in some homes on the island.
It's a conservative viewpoint of what the value of subsistence is. I think it's a minimal look at it.
And so a conservative look at it would mean that the subsistence lifestyle in Gamble brings in about $2.8 million annually. And while most residents on the island would not consider themselves poverty-stricken, the estimated household income at $35,000 to $38,000 places them below the federal poverty guideline, with the economics of the subsistence lifestyle taken into account. Without subsistence foods, the average income per household in Gamble is at $22,000. The declaration of economic disaster does not mean money will be funneled to the communities of Savunga and Gamble. The legislature may appropriate money for assistance grants. The governor may also recommend that capital projects planned for the island be put on the fast track. Department of Commerce Commissioner Susan Bell has compiled information for aid programs for St. Lawrence Island residents. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.